This next poem I'm going to dedicate to all the people who did not come to the reading tonight. It's called Dividend of the Social Opt-Out. How lovely it is not to go, to suddenly take ill, not seriously ill, just a little under the weather, to feel slightly piqued, indisposed, plagued by a vague ache or a slight inexplicable chill. Perhaps such pleasures are denied to those who never feel obliged, if there are such. How pleasant to convey your regrets, to feel sincerely sorry, but secretly pleased to send them on their way without you, to entrust your good wishes to others, to spare the equivocal its inevitable rise. How nice not to hope that something will happen, but to lay on the couch with a book, hoping that nothing will, to hear the wood creak and to think, it is lovely to say, to stay without wanting to leave. How delicious to not care how you look, clean and uncombed in the sheets, to sip brisk mineral water, to take small bites off crisp saltines, to leave some on the plate, to fear no repercussions, nor dodge the unkind person you bug. Even the caretaker has gone to the party. If you want something, you will have to get it yourself. The blue of the room seduces. The cars of the occupied sound the wet road. You indulge in a moment of sadness, make a frown at the notion you won't be missed. This is what it is. You have opted to be forgotten so that your thoughts might live.